You are listening to Long Innings, brought to you by Cricket Next. On this Long Innings podcast, we take a look at the greatest spin bowlers in cricket history.
Spinners are wily characters. They depend on twists and turns, mystery and deception to vanquish their adversaries, red batters. They plan and plot and have funny actions sometimes. They fuss a lot about field placements, do their fair share of oohs and ahs on beating a batsman, and appeal like their life depended on it. Suffice to say, they make for interesting watching when they're on. Let's take a look at some of the best to have piled their trade as spinners. Shane Keith Waugh, simply put, perhaps the best spinner ever. First, let us talk about his bowling. He was a master of the art of leg spin. His control and ability to put the ball exactly where he wanted was his real strength. Leg spinners are known to sometimes bowl the bad delivery or lose control. Not Waugh. He had the full repertoire as well. The big spinning leggy, the wrong-un, the zooter, the shooter, the top spinner and the flipper. And all of them, he invariably landed exactly where he wanted to. He also imparted enough revolutions to the ball, causing it to swing into the batsman before dipping sharply, tipping and then turning away. He is credited with single-handedly reviving interest in leg spin and also bringing in spinners to be looked upon as key figures of bowling arsenal again, as for a couple of decades, until he came to the scene. The most famous and feared bowlers were primarily all fast bowlers around the world. He picked up 708 wickets from 145 test matches at an average of 25.41, with 10 10-wicket hauls in a match and 37 5-wicket hauls. It was not just the wickets he took, but the manner in which he took them. Many will recall that delivery to Mike Gatting, his first delivery in the Ashes, termed as the ball of the century. There was a whole theatre around his dismissals, the planning. He hated giving singles because that meant he had to plan for two batsmen in the same over. Such was his methodology. He was a fantastic reader of the game, the match situation, and hence what the batter was likely to do. His plan was to stay a step ahead always. There is a famous video on YouTube where Waugh, commenting as he was bowling, predicted the shot a batsman was going to attempt next, thus telling the viewers that he was going to bowl to try and get the batter out, and lo behold, Waugh succeeded. He was a phenomenal sledger, and it is said that South African batsman Darryl Cullinan had to undergo psychological therapy to counter Shane Waugh's tactics towards him. He was a controversial character too, be it being banned for taking prohibited substances, or talking to bookies, or getting into field fights with opposing players, or making dismissive comments about his own coach. He could lift the entire team with his passion and performance, as it was never more evident than against South Africa in the 1999 World Cup semi-final, when his quick wickets and loud "come on" instantly lifted the team and turned the tide of the match in their favour. He was also a very good leader, and he showed that when he led a bunch of outsiders in Rajasthan Royals to the IPL title in 2008. In 2000, he was chosen among the five greatest cricketers of the century by Wisden and was the only bowler to be chosen, as well as the only player who was still playing. Muthiah Muralitharan. There is a funny anecdote as told by former Australian captain Alan Border. When Australia toured Sri Lanka in the early 90s, in one of the warm-up games, Border was finding it difficult to read one of the young spinners. When they went in for lunch, Border remarked, "That young leg spinner has a wrong-un," to which Mark Waugh replied, "Off-spinner skip, off-spinner." Such was the turn Murli got. That's what set him apart. His ability to turn the big ball on any surface, which made him deadly on turning tracks, sometimes unplayable. He picked up 800 wickets in 133 matches at an average of 22.72, taking 67 5-fers and 22 10-fers, both records and by a long margin. Till the time he was playing, he always kept Sri Lanka in the game, almost single-handedly at times. He's also the highest wicket taker in ODIs at 534 wickets. He was the first player to take 1,000 wickets in international cricket. His career was dodged with a bit of controversy too over his action, and he was no-balled too a few times during his career. These question marks over his action did not deter him from trying even harder to prove his detractors wrong. He was the number one test bowler for a record 1,711 days. Anil Kumble. The accuracy, his control and his determination is what set him apart. He was as competitive as they came. A spinner with a fast bowler's temperament, he relied more on bounce and accuracy and subtle changes in length rather than big turn to get his wickets. He was lethal in home conditions. He had a lengthy career spanning 18 years till he retired in 2008. He was also known as a lion-hearted trying, and this was never exemplified better than against West Indies in 1997 when he bowled with a broken jaw, his face bandaged up. He was a good thinker of the game too, and was handed the captaincy of India towards the end of his career. Perhaps the defining moment of his career was in 1999 against Pakistan in Delhi when he took 10 wickets in an innings, only the second player to ever do so behind Jim Laker. Another famous performance of his was in the final of the Hero Cup ODI tournament in 1993 against West Indies when he took 6 for 12 to help India win. When spinners usually rely on flight and dip to dismiss batters, his most potent weapons were the quicker one and the flipper, which he used very well, often to quickly dismiss the opposition lower order and help wrap up the innings. He claimed 619 wickets in 132 tests with 8 tenfers and 35 fivers, one of only 4 bowlers to take 5 wickets in an innings more than 30 times. Lance Gibbs. Before the West Indies pace bowling conveyor belt came into being, before West Indies became synonymous with fast bowling, there was Lance Gibbs. He held the West Indies bowling together and was only the second man and first spinner to 300 wickets, ending with 309 wickets at 29.09 at an economy rate of under 2. This control enabled him to win many a battle of patience against batting greats like Dennis Compton, Neil Harvey and Colin Cowdery, etc. He too had a long career spanning 18 years and played international cricket till he was 41. Clare Grimmett. He was a fine leg spinner, credited with developing the flipper, and was the first bowler to take 200 wickets. He could have taken a lot more had he played more than just 37 tests he played, to end up with 216 wickets at 24.21 had he been born in a test-playing country. He was born in New Zealand, which wasn't a test-playing country when he made his first-class debut. He moved to Australia in 1914 but played his first test only in 1925 at the age of 33. He's also one of the few bowlers to take 200 wickets in under 40 tests. He held the record for fastest to 200 tests for 82 years, getting it in his 36th test. He played till the age of 44. He took an average of 5.83 wickets per match. To give you context on how good that was, Warne took 4.88 wickets per match. Abdul Qadir. Perhaps the most famous leg spinner after Shane Warne. Not just for the distinct action and run-up to the crease, but because he too had a full repertoire of tricks, with a lethal googly and top spinner. He kept the torch alight for spinners during the fast bowling years of the 70s and 80s. He was a very passionate bowler, whose appeals sometimes went a bit over the top, getting him into trouble. His finest moment, perhaps, was the series in 87 at home against England when he took 30 wickets in 3 tests. Right from his first test, he made a big impact, with the Wisden Almanac describing him, and I quote, as the most notable discovery of his type for some time, end quote. Former England captain Graham Gooch went even further to say that, I quote, Qadir was even finer than Shane Warne, end quote. He took 236 wickets from 67 tests. Rangana Herath. The most decorated left-arm orthodox spinner with 433 wickets from 93 tests at an average of 28.08. Currently, the only left-arm spinner with more than 400 wickets. He's also only the third bowler to take 5 fivers against all test-playing nations behind Murali and Steyn. While he made his debut in 1999, it was in 2009 when he really came into his own and took over the mantle of Sri Lanka's bowling attack leader from Muthiah on his retirement. He also took 9 for 127 in an innings against Pakistan. Saqlain Mushtaq. The man who was credited with the invention of the Dusra, which made him so effective as a bowler in ODIs when he kept deceiving the batters who kept trying to play with the expected turn to pick up a single and the ball usually went the other way to get them out bowled LBW or caught it slip. The high point of his test career came against India in 1999 when he took 20 wickets, fivers in each innings of a 2-match series. He was pivotal to Pakistan doing well in that series. He played 49 tests and got 208 wickets at 29.83. Derek Underwood. He played at a time when pitches were usually not covered and used that to his advantage, almost being unplayable on sticky wickets if there was rain around. He was so accurate, which was the key to his success, that a journalist once wrote that he was, and I quote, inclined to wear a hole in the pitch by dropping the ball on the same spot, end quote. Bishan Singh Bedi. Took 266 wickets from 67 tests for India at 28.7 and was the leading wicket taker for the country till Kapil Dev overtook him first. He was also someone who bowled with good control outside the subcontinent, and his performance in West Indies, 18 wickets at 25.33, and Australia in 77-78, that's 31 wickets at 23.87, are performances any world spinner would be proud to achieve. He was known for his guile and hit deception of the batsmen in the air. He loved it when batters tried to attack him. Other notable mentions: Harbhajan Singh, known for his performance in the 2001 series against Australia, when he took 32 wickets in 3 tests, including becoming the first Indian bowler to take a test hat-trick. Mushtaq Ahmed, Qadir's successor and World Cup winner with some good performances in the 1992 edition of the Cup. He also had a deadly wrong-un. Three who just may get there. Their careers are not yet over, but if they keep up what they are currently doing for the next few years, their names may figure in a list of best spinners when made in a few years' time. Ravichandran Ashwin, the fastest Indian to 50, 100, 150, 200, 250 and 300 wickets mark. He will surely be counted as one of the greats when his time is done. Just how far up the ladder will he reach remains to be seen. At 32 years of age, he may have a few years of cricket ahead of him if he keeps himself fit. While he is still working to improve his overseas test record, his overall record currently stands at 336 wickets from 64 tests at 25.44. Nathan Lyon, already nicknamed GOAT as he is the leading wicket taker among off spinners for Australia at 343 wickets from 86 tests. Currently, in a duel with Ashwin to be known as the best spinner in the world, at 31, he too has time at hand to move up the ladder. Ravindra Jadeja, a short-form rockstar to a test specialist. This round-arm left-arm spinner has taken 192 wickets for India in 41 tests at a Murli-like average of 23.68, and at just 30 years old, may yet be the most successful left-arm spinner for India and one of the best in the world by the time he calls time on his career. Yasir Shah, the man who broke Grimmett's 82-year-old record for fastest to 200 wickets in tests, currently has 203 wickets at 28.26 from 35 tests. At 32, he will surely have time to climb up the ladder. He has a habit of running through the opposition when he gets going. So there you have it, the list of the best spinners in the history of the game.
This podcast was brought to you by Cricket Next. Thanks for tuning in.